Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What a difference a nap makes in my life. In life in general, what a difference a nap makes. Oh, it doesn't always work. Napping before the show, a pre-show nap, if you will, doesn't always work, but it was a thing of beauty on Monday evening, and so I feel like a new woman for a two-hour nap. And you know what's crazy? I no longer even call it a nap if I can't lay down for at least 90 minutes. I've gotten to be a total snob when it comes to my naps. The optimal nap time is 2.5 hours. What do you think of that? I am a master napper. On the weekends, during the week, I get a little more stressed because I have to get up. And so sometimes my brain won't allow me to relax and to get said nap when I need it. During the weekends when I don't have to set an alarm or when the only thing I have to get up for is walking the dog or working out, something like that. Well, then my stress level is extremely low and I sleep like a champ. During the week, sometimes I get all kinds of nervous about not waking up in time to get to the show. And so then I don't tend to sleep as well. However, it was a good nap day. And so I feel like a new woman. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We have a busy show ahead. There's a lot to talk about. So it was a very busy news day, and not free of controversy, of course. So we'll talk about the latest from the NBA and some really impressive performances that maybe have you more jazzed up for what's to come All-Star weekend. I'm not sure. I don't get jazzed up for the NBA All-Star game anymore. I like some of the trimmings. I like the pomp and circumstance. I love it when they have Cirque du Soleil as part of their introductions to the All-Star game. But otherwise, I feel the same about the NBA All-Star game as I do about the Pro Bowl. It's nice to have that night and that weekend off from having to watch hoops. I'll be focusing more on college basketball. And speaking of college basketball, we had another big matchup between top 8 teams in the ACC, and Virginia's had a pretty impressive 48-hour turnaround from that loss to Duke at home. And so college hoops as well as the NBA. And then Kyler Murray deciding on his career path, choosing the NFL over Major League Baseball, though the Oakland A's are not giving up. We should all have someone or something in our lives that loves us as much as the Oakland A's love Kyler Murray, as much as the Oakland A's desire Kyler Murray. It seems perfect for Valentine's Day week. Kyler Murray's decided that football is what he wants to pursue for now, but the A's are not giving up despite their unrequited love. And then the big story, of course, the Cleveland Browns signing Kareem Hunt to what is reportedly a one-year deal, though there are many questions still to be answered about his time in the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We get to say see ya Monday and say hello to a Tuesday. And as always, our second show of the work week is a Twizzler Tuesday. And so we'll throw a question out there coming up. Howard Balzer of the Sports Exchange and the AAF. So he is one of the official writers for the Alliance of American Football website and was part of their training camp process going back to January as they were getting ready to launch. And of course, many of you were captivated by what you saw on the field in multiple cities over the weekend. It was just the first weekend of the AAF, and there are still 9 more to come. And our poll is still live. If you have not yet taken the poll, You can find that on our CBS Sports Radio Twitter or my Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got 45 minutes to go to let us know if you're interested, not interested in the AAF. I know a ton of you commented on our Facebook page as well, and Howard is right in the thick of that not just the launch process, but now as they settle into a groove and play out this opening season, the inaugural season, he's got a lot of good information to offer because he's working with the league. And so Howard will join us after the top of the hour. So the next, well, it'll be an hour from now. It'll be the top of the next hour here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, so you can find me on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I do have news, actually. It's pretty goofy and quirky, but I do have some news. And we were planning on doing an edition of pre-law before A-law. But then, just so you know, we may sound like it's all smooth and easy here on the radio. It's not. We had a bit of a, I wouldn't call it a crisis. I wouldn't go that far. But things not working as well as they should behind the scenes before the show. If you only knew how often that happened. And so anyway, we ended up getting pretty busy trying to prepare to be on the air. And so didn't have a chance to do our edition of pre-law. However, I will share the news with you, as well as my misgivings about said news. So there's a lot to do on this show, and I look forward to hearing from you. Again, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So now you know that Kareem Hunt has a new home. We didn't even get to the point at which free agency is underway before he has signed with, I don't want to say his hometown Browns, but he is from Northeast Ohio. So the NFL team that's in the area where he grew up, and also the team that's in the city where he was caught on video shoving and kicking a young woman roughly a year ago. He did not get cut by the Kansas City Chiefs until early December. It was late November, early December, after he'd already played 11 games. So we were post-Thanksgiving. He already had 14 touchdowns. He was well on his way to another incredible season. And the Chiefs were certainly relying on him as they were building their case for top seed in the AFC. But when the video was released by TMZ, he got cut by the Chiefs for lying. And he admits it. He admits he did not tell the Chiefs the entire story. In fact, according to reports, what he told the Chiefs about that night at the Cleveland hotel where he was staying a year ago is that he never left his room. Well, we know that not to be the case, even if there was no kicking and shoving of a young woman who may or may not have been underage. She was young. She was, and other people there were clearly not sober. And so it was a party and things escalated. And we've seen the videos now and the various accounts, her side of the story, his side of the story. No charges were filed at the time, but the video didn't surface until November. And that's when the poo hit the fan. That's when the NFL opened another investigation, its second investigation. The Chiefs found out Kareem Hunt was lying to them, and he went on the commissioner's exempt list. And so Kareem, after getting cut by the Chiefs, was free to sign with another team. But it wasn't until Monday that his former general manager in Kansas City decided to bring him on board in Cleveland. It really is all about who you know in many businesses. In my business, in football, in other professional sports, maybe in your business too. A lot of times it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And in this particular case, the personal relationship between John Dorsey and Kareem Hunt, the general manager who drafted him out of Toledo, going back to his college days in 2017. He was a rookie in 17. That makes a big difference when it comes to the future of Kareem Hunt. Dorsey is vouching for Kareem and has indicated that there is a zero tolerance policy for Kareem Hunt in Cleveland. But to be sure, he's confident in his decision.
I think we're all appalled by it. It is an egregious act. We all understand that. At the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that moving forward. And I've always believed that it is important moving forward to, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance in terms of doing all the deep research I've done. I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
That's General Manager John Dorsey of the Cleveland Browns making his comments on Monday afternoon. The NFL investigation might wrap up sometime in the spring. Not exactly sure. The idea was that the NFL would want to finish its investigation before free agency began, so before the new league year began. But now that, at least that element of it becomes moot because he's already got a team. Dorsey would like him to be available for the first OTA, so the first workouts that the team will hold coming up in April. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Kareem Hunt released a statement apologizing again to the young woman who was in the video, as well as to his fans and his family and the Chiefs and everybody else involved. And according to Dorsey and others, Hunt voluntarily entered counseling after he was cut by the Chiefs. And it sounds like Dorsey has laid out a list of stipulations and a list of requirements that Hunt will have to stick to in order to be a member of the Cleveland Browns.
I know that he has actually sought professional counseling here on a week in, a week out basis. Part of the plans that will be in place here is being able to outreach to the community on a weekly basis for he. To me, words don't earn trust, actions earn trust. Okay, so the actions that have begin to be developed and he has shown have led us to believe that, you know, he is willing, he's going to move forward here on this.
So John Dorsey, general manager of the Cleveland Browns, is talking about the counseling, is talking about Hunt doing outreach in the community, presumably for others who have been victims of assault. Now, I'm not exactly sure how this falls under the NFL's behavioral policy. The young woman wasn't his girlfriend or his wife. They didn't have a pre-established relationship. And so I don't think it falls under domestic violence. What it likely falls under, and this is for the NFL, we're not talking about law enforcement. I don't need your technical definition of what domestic violence is. I'm talking about the NFL specifically. There were no charges filed, but the NFL is not beholden to the legal system when it hands down disciplinary action. And we've seen in the past that the NFL casts a pretty wide net when it comes to behavioral issues. But will this be a situation in which they punish Kareem Hunt under the umbrella of their domestic violence policy? Because there is a 6-game baseline for first-time offenders. But we won't know that until the league weighs in. Usually we don't get the kind of disciplinary, well, the disciplinary announcements. They certainly make these decisions earlier in the springtime, maybe early summer, because that's part of what they're doing in the off season. But generally we hear in July before teams get into training camp. And so will the NFL qualify this as a domestic violence issue, or will it cast it under the umbrella of their domestic violence policy, or will it be some other policy, just the broad behavioral policy under which it punishes Kareem Hunt? Because there will be a punishment. There's absolutely no way the NFL could or would allow him to go back on the field without some type of suspension, if for no other reason than there is a video. I'm long since past the point at which I believe the NFL is altruistic. And I don't even know whether or not the NFL saw the video. We don't actually know. The league claims it did not. Remember all of that issue going through law enforcement in Cleveland, trying to get a video. The Cleveland police swear they didn't have a video, that they didn't get it from the hotel because they weren't filing charges, because it was a he said, she said. And then, of course, the Cleveland police were ticked because somebody leaked it to TMZ. So, yeah, there's all kinds of questions here that we don't have answered. But when it comes to the NFL and its policy and its second round of investigating Kareem Hunt, certainly they can't afford not to suspend him because the video went public and went viral. And we know the NFL is far more worried about its PR and its image than it is actually about doing the right thing in many cases. All right, so you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Twizzler Tuesday question, as Monday disappears and we morph into a Tuesday, what's your reaction to the Browns signing Kareem Hunt? We don't know how long he'll be on the shelf. He's still on the commissioner's exempt list. But what's your reaction to Cleveland giving him a second chance? And I will share my opinion coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I know that he has actually sought professional counseling here on a week-in, a week-out basis. Part of the plans that will be in place here is being able to outreach to the community on a weekly basis for he. To me, words don't earn trust. Actions earn trust. Okay, so the actions that have begin to be developed and he has shown have led us to believe that, you know, he is willing, he's going to move forward here on this.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
General manager John Dorsey drafted Kareem Hunt when he was still with the Kansas City Chiefs. And Tyreek Hill, incidentally. So it's pretty clear that Dorsey doesn't have a problem giving players with troubled pasts or with even criminal charges in their past, even for violence against women. He doesn't have an issue giving them second chances. Now, it certainly helps that he knows Kareem Hunt, and he is saying there's a zero tolerance policy when it comes to Hunt with the Browns. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Asking you on social media as well as on the phones if you want to weigh in, what's your reaction to the Browns signing Kareem Hunt? A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, a lot of this, of course, depends upon the NFL wrapping up its investigation. The hope would be for the Browns that he would be able to participate in off-season workouts. But the NFL doesn't typically operate on any type of a logical or expedient timetable.
It's my understanding that they're going to begin to wrap up their investigation. And then I would say within a couple weeks, they'll begin the penalty be told to everybody. There are no guarantees. You are going to have to earn the trust in this situation.
John Dorsey, general manager of the Cleveland Browns. My reaction is always mixed when it comes to these situations. My heart, my emotions, I get angry when I see videos like this, when I know that, and I'm not even going to make this specific to athletes, though we obviously cover athletes here on the show. That's my job. But when people lie about what they've done and get caught on video and then say they're sorry, there's a healthy amount of skepticism there. He wasn't sorry enough about what happened to come clean. He wasn't remorseful about what happened in that Cleveland hotel to tell his employer the truth. So how sorry is he? Is he just sorry that he got caught? However, those are my emotions. I do not want to be a hypocrite. And so I will say the same thing about Kareem Hunt and the Cleveland Browns that I would say about someone in my own personal life. I believe in second chances. I believe in redemption. I believe in the ability to get a fresh start. Now, I also believe in consequences. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And Kareem Hunt deserves whatever suspension is coming to him. Two reasons. One, he shoved and kicked a young woman. He's a professional athlete, and he used his force to shove and kick another human being, a young woman who, obviously, when it comes to pound for pound, strength for strength, was outmatched. He allowed his, whether it was alcohol or some other substance, to get the best of him. And it's not the first time he's been in trouble. It's not the first time that publicly he has lost his temper and gotten into it, gone after another human being. Right? He's got a track record here. So I believe in consequences. Just because you get a second chance doesn't mean everything in your past disappears. It goes away. So he should serve a lengthy suspension. I hope the NFL finds a way to tag him with 6 games. Because he already went ahead and played when he shouldn't have. He should have been suspended last season. And because he lied, and because the video didn't get out, he continued to play and to make money. So now he needs to face the consequences. But I do believe in second chances. I don't think it's about deserving second chances as much as none of us is perfect. And if he's not in jail, which he's not because there are no charges filed, if he is a free man still in the eyes of the law, and there's a team out there that is comfortable bringing him on board and dealing with the fallout and the reaction, then he should be allowed to work. But again, second chances don't mean free of consequences. Second chances don't mean clean slate. It can be a fresh start for sure. It can be a chance to prove that you'll do it differently the next time. It's an opportunity to prove that you can change. And all your talk about how I'm not that guy anymore, well, prove it. He's going to have every opportunity. In fact, more opportunities than most of us have who aren't professional athletes. Now, Josh Gordon, a completely different situation, but I'll just use that in his example. Coincidentally, it's the Cleveland Browns and then the New England Patriots. But how many opportunities did he have? All the support, the structure, the money offered by an NFL team to stay in line. The Patriots had someone with him 24/7, and he still chose to ditch that companion, that security detail. I don't know if it was security, but he chose to ditch those people that the Patriots had with him all the time and do what he wanted to do. In the case of Kareem Hunt, he's going to have every manner of support the Cleveland Browns can drum up. Not because it's a huge investment. It's probably not that big of an investment for 1 year financially. But because they're taking a risk. And they don't want to get burned. And I hope they've learned from their Josh Gordon situation. And not just Josh Gordon. Others. I hope they've learned. But Kareem Hunt is going to have all of the support and the help and the structure that he needs to stay on the straight and narrow path moving forward. So there's a part of me that hates it. As much for the lying as for the way he hit and shoved and kicked that young woman. But I do believe that as long as there's a team out there willing to employ him, that a second chance could be good for him. What's your reaction to the Browns signing Kareem Hunt? We can take your calls moving forward, 855-212-4227. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I think we're all appalled by it. It is an egregious act. We all understand that. At the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that moving forward. And I've always believed that it is important moving forward to, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance in terms of doing all the deep research I've done. I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Cleveland Browns general manager John Dorsey as he welcomes Kareem Hunt on board. Same GM who drafted him in 2017 when he was still with the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're asking you, what is your reaction to the Browns bringing Hunt on board? Now, keep in mind, they already have uber rookie running back Nick Chubb, who was just shy of 1,000 yards rushing this season. So they add then Hunt, who has a lot of versatility. Before he was released by the Chiefs, he had 824 rushing yards, 14 total touchdowns. That was through 11 games. He had 7 rushing, 7 receiving touchdowns. And the Chiefs released him because he was not upfront with them, released him because he lied about the hotel and what happened at the hotel. And according to insiders, he told the Chiefs he never left his hotel room, which that in of itself was disproved when the video was released by TMZ in November. According to, again, NFL reports, NFL insiders, multiple insiders, Hunt has already met with NFL investigators. So that happened in January as part of their investigation. He is still on the commissioner's exempt list, though John Dorsey points to his voluntary counseling and the fact that they hope the NFL will wrap up its investigation in time for him to be part of OTAs. Now, you would expect that there's a suspension forthcoming, but generally, not always, generally, the NFL will put stipulations in place where a player can practice up to a certain point. He can participate in team activities up to a point. And usually it's the point at which the season begins. So once they get to week one, then you're no longer allowed to be with the team. So think Julian Edelman recently, right? Allowed to work with the team until they got to week one and preparation, and then he was out for a month. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. A lot of you weighing in on Twitter, A-Law Radio. That's great. I appreciate your feedback. And we've got a spot up on our Facebook page as well, so you can send your comments via social media. At the top of the hour, we'll welcome NFL insider Howard Balzer to the show. And then we'll continue to take your reaction as a part of our Twizzler Tuesday. Let's talk to Tim, who's in Wisconsin. Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you very much. Listen, every time the NFL gets a chance to do something right, they don't. They shoot themselves in the foot. This guy has no business playing football. I don't care how good he is. There's 100 other athletes out there who would die to get the opportunity that he has, and without the criminal past that he has. Now, I understand he's a great football player, but there's other great football players out there who deserve a chance. And I understand, you know, as you mentioned, he gets, you know, second chance. Well, he hasn't earned a second chance. He lied, you know, and as far as hitting a woman, and there's no second chances there. It's just I don't get the NFL putting money over morality again, you know?
Well, when you say the NFL, are you referring to the Browns? Or you mean overall the league should have banned
overall.
Him?
I mean, it's basically the NFL looks past these things. And, you know, the NFL, you know, the Browns are controlled by the NFL to some extent, you know? You're allowing a team to put another blemish on your brand. You know, and guys like me, I don't want to see some wife beater, some jerk, some whatever you want to call him, trying to use some, you know, trying to watch what I say, but I don't want to watch this guy play football on Sunday. You know, I barely want to watch football now.
Okay.
I certainly don't want to watch some jerk who's getting a second chance after beating some woman and then lying about it and then get a second chance for what? He didn't deserve it. And hear the guy say, he's real remorseful. No, he's not. He's remorseful because he got caught.
Mm.
He's remorseful because now he's, you know, his pocketbook is paying for it. That man has no remorse for what he did.
I would agree with you that he definitely was only remorseful once the video surfaced. Now, maybe he's more remorseful at this point. It's hard to know. I don't know him personally. But, yeah, you're right. He lied about it. He covered it up. He went back and playing football without any issue at all until the video came out. And that's, of course, when the downward spiral began. And it's easy to be sorry then. It's much more a sign of integrity if you can be sorry and be remorseful before anybody knows.
Just come forward and speak the truth about it. You know, yes, I did this. Yeah, I have an anger issue. Whatever issue you want to have, people will forgive you for that. But lying about it and said, nah, man, that wasn't me, or I wasn't even out of my hotel room. Come on, man. Haven't you learned by now there's cameras everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're a professional athlete. You know, try to be a professional once in a while.
All right, Tim. I appreciate your passion, and I appreciate you calling up the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Manny is listening in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you. Great thought-provoking show. I don't really have a problem, per se, with the Browns because they're taking a very big calculated risk. I mean, the Greg Hardys and the Ray Rices have not exactly worked out well. But I think it's upon the NFL to not play around with this guy. And I agree with you on second chances, but give him a substantial suspension and basically have a zero tolerance issue with him. If he steps out of line, I think he gets a lifetime ban. But I understand the Browns doing what they're doing.
Because he's talented?
No, because you've got a roster of 53 people. They're going to have warts. Some of them are redeemable, some of them are fixable, and some of them aren't. And it's just you have to stay on top of things and realize when you do have one with warts, you either fix them or you get rid of them.
Well, I certainly think in terms of the business sense, this is only the business side of things. It's not a huge risk for the Browns. They only signed him to a one-year deal, and if it doesn't work or somehow he violates this zero-tolerance policy they have for him, they haven't spent so much on him that they can't get out of it. So they are, in essence, making him prove himself to make sure that, you know, that this is an investment that they want to make moving forward. Yeah, I mean, it definitely is up to the NFL to decide when he gets back on the field, though.
Right, and I know these guys are, you know, they're superstars. They're playing a violent game. You know, it's a lot for a young man to handle. But I think this could, in a way, the good that could come out of it would be that that if he steps out of line, just don't even play. Just make that a learning experience. Give him a lifetime ban and point to him when the others, make similar mistakes.
All right, Manny, I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
Adam is listening in South Carolina. Adam, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, first-time caller. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much. It's a really good show today. What I believe this Kareem Hunt deal is I think it kind of sends a wrong message. There just seems to be too short of a time. And now I don't know if there really is a time amount that's okay. But what I think it shows is that if somebody has a really good skill set, that it really doesn't matter what they do. You look at Greg Hardy, he was able to come back. And I honestly believe if Ray Rice would have done what he did early on in his career, he would have gotten another chance instead of still sitting.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because as you were talking about a time quotient and a time requirement, what popped into my head was Greg Williams and Sean Payton. So the New Orleans Saints and the Bounty Gate, and that was, of course, when they were outed for targeting players and trying to knock them out of games. Sean Payton gets a year ban from the NFL for doing that, while Greg Williams at the time was banned indefinitely, though it turned out to be a year that he was away from the game. And here we are talking about a player with a lot of talent who may or may not serve a 6-game suspension and return to the NFL, despite the fact that he was caught on tape shoving and kicking a young woman. And of course we know now that he lied about it. So yeah, sometimes it's the NFL is all about do what I say, not what I do type of a thing. And there are so many ways in which you realize that they're willing to cut the really talented players a lot of slack.
Right. Right. And just the amount of time, I just really think it sends a wrong message.
Do you have an amount of time? Sorry, Adam, that you feel like would be suitable?
You know, it's one of those touchy situations, you know, where you want to kind of go to the extreme where it's like, you know, obviously hitting a woman is never okay. So you kind of want to go to that extreme where he should never be allowed. Now, obviously, people deserve second chances. So a year, you know. 2 years, I don't know, but I can't really give a good answer or not. But I think that, one, that they're not even done with the investigation yet,
right,
and he's already on a new team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't that seem like a little hypocritical of the NFL, where Roger Goodell is saying he wants to protect the shield?
Right. I mean, yes. However, he is a free agent. So I guess under business principles, he's not allowed to play or participate in anything they're doing right now because he's still on the commissioner's exempt list. So that there's the stipulation of the protection. He can't be around the team until he's off that exempt list. So right now he is banned from all football activities. But I understand what you're saying. When he is removed from that exempt list, he will be allowed to participate with the Browns. Adam, thank you for calling for the first time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Some of your tweets, A-Law Radio. Kevin says as long as Kareem does the protocol and learns from his mistakes, he should be allowed to redeem himself. Short leash, though, another incident, no longer playing in the NFL. That's on him. Let's see. Oscar says before the argument begins on whether he deserves a second chance, do the Browns actually need him with Chubb and Duke already in the backfield? Why deal with the backlash when you're already set in the respective position? So Oscar's take is more about football. You know what? We'll take more of your calls after the top. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.